The advent of coronavirus has further reduced human physical and interaction, especially among the youth who have for a long been accustomed to smart mobile phones. Now, this means that as people keep the distance, they spend more hours on the internet and they may feel safe in the virtual world. However, it is not risk-free. This morning, we look at how people have fallen victim to cybercrime on the internet, making them lose thousands of dollars. And in order to learn more, we caught up with an IT specialist, Mabior Agaunyok, who began by stressing the loopholes which become entry points for criminals.
One reason why people are being swindled is people lack the knowledge. People are not aware of cybersecurity. What is the impact? How do people get attacked? So you find out that people fall victims because they are not aware. There's no much campaign outside there to teach people. So you find out that people are being attacked. Another case is, let's talk of, like in South Sudan here, the fact is most of our systems here, some of us use pirated software here in South Sudan, or which may be a problem to the company. So here, there's no much sanitization about cybersecurity. That's why you see things are still happening. Yeah.
All right. So what is the, I mean, since you're saying people are using pirated software, I mean, it is very common. We've seen all this, and this is like a way of life in Africa and in South Sudan.
True.
So what advice do you have for them?
What advice I can have for them? Let's stop using this pirated software. There are some other free software outside there that are open source that you can get free of charge and use them. Instead of using this pirated one, you go for the free one, and then you better have a secure one than using a free one, which will cause you problems.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many forms of cybercrime would you like to share with us?
Yeah, actually, there are quite many in number, but I'm going to share with you some of the common ones, which are common. One of them, there's what you call phishing. Phishing, this is a kind of a cybersecurity attack whereby a person tries to send you some kind of a link or what, with the aim of getting your login credentials. Someone can talk to you, he sends you a link and be like this one. He persuades you to give you the information through sending you some things like
right. And most of those links are persuading. Find that you're going to win like 500 GB or maybe so and so is celebrating their anniversary. Are those the kinds of messages you're speaking about?
Yeah.
Like the other day they were saying MTN was celebrating, I don't know how many months, if you click this, you'll be getting some 500 GB.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Those kind of things. You see, like, that case of MTN, they talk about something that is giving 500 GB. And then at the end there, they give you a link. They'll be like, you click on this link, that's where you'll get it.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you may end up being compromised when you don't know.
So you're saying people should not be so excited?
You should think twice before you click a link. Think twice. What am I clicking?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to click it? Is it true?
Mm-hmm.
Is what they're telling, is it true? Ask yourself.
So where do you get those answers? Is it true? Is it real? Is it realistic? Like, how do you answer such questions?
Okay, this one comes back to my first point, where people should be sanitized. People are not aware.
Right.
Let's say someone who will listen to this show now, he'll get to know there's what we call phishing. And when someone sends me a link, I should ask myself, what is this thing? Who is sending this thing? So always be curious. Why is this person sending me this thing? And what is the aim? Can MTN give this kind of what?
Data.
Yeah. So always ask yourself, think twice.
Right. So you said that there were many. Are there more crimes?
You just spoke
about phishing.
Yeah, there's another one. There's what we call social engineering. Social engineering is a bit related to phishing. But in this one, phishing is basically someone sends you a link. But in this case, in what you call social engineering, in social engineering, I can talk to you. I'll be like, there's this thing, this one, and this one, and this one. So let's say I want to compromise this radio station. I can send you a message that my friend, this one and this one is this one like this. Can you do for me this one? can you go and download this one and you run this this executable file
in our computers here?
Yeah. So I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you to convince you to do for me something.
So are we supposed to be friends in the first place, or you're just a stranger who sends me a message and tells me to download anything?
You know, these people are a bit tricky.
Hmm.
Yeah. So what they do, they try to first create that relationship with you to gain your trust.
Uh-huh.
So when after establishing that kind of friendship, then they now come back to your what they wanted.
Yeah.
After gaining your trust, they'd be like, this guy can do this one, this one for us. So I can call you, or I can send you a file, executable file. After gaining your trust, you know, this guy is my friend. So they take their time. You know, this one is my friend since he's telling me to do this one. Okay, let me just do it for him.
Oh, dear. Before you know it, you are a victim.
Before you know it, you are a victim.
Oh, dear. So how bad is the situation, especially here in South Sudan?
In South Sudan here, the situation is worse.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God that there are people have not picked much interest in South Sudan. So there's nothing much that they can. But the situation is worse. Why is the situation worse? First of all, we lack the qualified people to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few. There are actually very few. So you may find that in some government agencies there are no qualified people. You may find that, you know, this cybersecurity thing is very critical. Each and everyone should have at least one professional in their company.
Mm.
So you may find that they don't have any. And when they don't have any, now who's going to mitigate all that risk?
Right.
So you may find out that, you know, your company is being compromised because you are not aware what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do we have scammers here in South Sudan?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Scammers are everywhere.
Okay. So how can the government clamp them down?
The scammers.
Hmm.
How the government can clamp down the scammers?
Hmm.
What the government should do, first of all, I encourage our government to be serious on these scammers, because many people are falling to be victims. How will they become serious? Let them set up a response team. When something happened, a person reported this one, they try to investigate who was behind this thing.
Right.
So when they increase all that thing, you may find that the scammers are now fearing because they may be punished.
Mm.
So I just encourage them to be serious on this thing, then they work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So which groups of people are more at risk when it comes to cyber crimes?
Cyber crime.
Mm.
The people are more at risk.
Yeah.
Actually, the people are at risk most. Everyone who is having a computer, you are at risk of being attacked. You are connected to the internet. You are all at risk of being attacked. So the only difference comes in is, do you know what you're doing on the computer? Are you aware that you can be attacked? Mm. Okay, so if you are aware, yeah, I can be attacked. But how do I prevent this thing? You know how to prevent it. So you may see that you become less of a victim than the other person who's not aware.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody is a potential victim.
Yes.
Mm. So what is your message to the listener?
My message to the listeners is always think twice. Always be curious. Don't just do something because someone has told you. Mr. X has said, do this for me, because you know him is your friend. Always think twice, why am I doing this thing? What will be the impact?
Mm.
Yeah. And always ask those people questions. Why are you sending this thing? Should I trust you? So always be curious and don't just click on things anyhow because someone has told you, I'm going to give you 500 GB. First, ask yourself, is it reasonable that MTN can give 500 GB for free?
Mm-hmm.
No, they can't.
All right, Mabior, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.